The goat class does not include every person on earth who is not of the other sheep class. But the goats manifestly refer to those who persecute persons that are devoted to God and his kingdom, and thus fight against God. Since such persons profess to serve God, they should know and should do better. There are millions of other persons on earth who are neutral insofar as the faithful little flock or royal house is concerned. It clearly appears that the goat class consists of those who have received some knowledge of God and Christ and who claim to be the servants of God, and yet are the ones whom the Lord reproves when he says, "Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye workers of iniquity." They have paused as the servants of the Lord and held themselves out as such, and at the same time have persecuted the Lord by persecuting those who faithfully serve him. Jesus declares that such persons shall perish, which means that they will not have a resurrection. His words are, "And these shall go away into everlasting destruction, but the righteous into life eternal." But how about the other millions now on earth who have not, by reason of their action, placed themselves in the goat class? There is no promise to them that they'll be hidden during Armageddon, and no reason to believe that they will be hidden. It follows then that they will go down in the great battle of Armageddon. For us to say, however, that such persons will perish and never be awakened out of death would be saying more than the scriptures say. To be of the hidden class, that is to say those who will pass through Armageddon, will be a very great privilege from Jehovah. Such persons begin to praise God when they take their stand on the side of God and continue to praise him forever. They continue to live and do not die because of their faith in God and in Christ, and because Christ Jesus leads them unto fountains of life. Such are the ones that have the promise that they will survive, that is to say, live through and beyond Armageddon. With them, regeneration begins when they fully take their stand on the side of the Lord. They pass through Armageddon, and their regeneration continues to perfection. They have God's approval. The only favor greater than that is to be made a member of the royal house, or to be one of the princes on the earth. In the type, one who fled to the city of refuge and then got out of bounds was properly slain by the avenger. That prophetic picture shows that those who flee to and find refuge in God's organization, and then who get out of bounds by failing or refusing to be obedient, will suffer death. It would seem that there's no reason why that such persons should be awakened out of death. Many of the nations of the earth call themselves Christian nations because within the borders thereof there are many who claim to be servants of God. Such persons, and particularly the leaders in the religious organizations, have some knowledge of God because they have the Bible and can claim to believe it and claim to teach it. But God classes them as wicked because they are lawless. Having received some knowledge of the truth, they pursue a course directly opposite thereto, and for that reason they are wicked. They claim to be of God's organization, that is, of Israel. God commands his witnesses to give warning unto the wicked. He says to his servant in Ezekiel 33, "Speak unto the house of Israel," that is, those who claim to be God's people, "when I say unto the wicked, or lawless, thou shalt die," then the responsibility is upon the one who has received the warning. When such have been warned and then continue in their course of lawlessness or wickedness, God said to them, "They shall die in their iniquity," that is, in their lawlessness. Thus dying, it would not seem reasonable that such would be resurrected. Clearly, those referred to by the prophet in the foregoing texts are the wicked ones. Read Vindication books 2 and 3, and you'll get a clearer knowledge of this matter.